think moist is a bad word.
Moist?
Yeah.
Mm. Moist. I don't mind that. I like moist brownies.
Moist is good.
Moist cake.
You ever have moist shorts, though?
Yeah.
I bet you're in your boxers right now. Literally. God damn. Always showing up in fucking boxers.
Balls come out. Don't worry, they're cups, bro. They're cups.
The tip has been dipping out this whole time. Fucking just dipping.
Yeah, come on, come on.
He's been like sticking the big toe in the pool the whole day.
I'm gonna stand the whole time now.
Are you ready?
Don't show up in boxers.
I didn't know these were boxers, man.
Alright. Hey, everybody, welcome to another week's episode of Not Your Average Nerds. Rudy here, and as always, I'm joined by Cole.
Brah, brah.
That's Cole. Juan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, okay. That's
hey,
actually
no, yeah. Good.
And this week, we actually have a special guest. He's been supposed to be on our show for a while now, but mine and Juan's younger cousin, Victor Zipifer-Diaz.
What up?
Brah.
Y'all have gunshot noises?
Right. Soon we'll have a soundboard, hopefully.
That'd be dope.
So yeah, today we actually have a pretty lengthy episode, script list going on.
Like, I mean, the last three.
Yeah, we ramble a fucking lot. So, but yeah, this week we're going to be talking movies. We got Bumblebee trailer, Lego Movie 2.
Except.
Yeah, a lot of different stuff.
ETC.
Video games, Shaq Fu, E3, and you know we're just gonna get there. But yeah, Victor, tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Before you gonna put me out there? Yeah,
no, I wanted to because you're just staring.
Man, it's about everybody else.
Yeah, but what's some stuff?
Yeah,
like?
Something about you.
Not much. I basically quit my job to join the podcast. So that's what's up. Other than that, I just be chilling.
That's so gangster, bro.
Fucking commitment. Oh my god. You got a guest slot. And he's like,
nah, fuck it. This is my meal ticket. Money.
I'm about to make that real money.
Fuck it up. Alright, so also before we start, just want to let you know, there is some... Okay, yeah, it's still on. There's some background noise going on. We don't know how well it's going to be picked up while all of us are talking. But we have the air conditioner on because it's sweaty in here. It's so hot.
And there's four dudes in here.
Yeah, and Cole's got his small shorts on.
Right.
I can't prepare, bitch. Except I'm sticking to the chair now, motherfuckers. I'm going to have to sag for a minute.
Oh, my God.
Big-ass sweat stain.
Cole's
on my...
getting a little comfortable. Oh, and before we start off, I wanted to give Cole a little bit of something just to say thank you for joining on with us and just show you that we really appreciate you jumping on with Nyan, and we're happy to have you here.
I'll be recording, but my phone's
actually recording. Oh, shit, right? Dude. Oh, fuck.
So I know you're a big fan of Contest
that's
of
Champions. That's what's up. Damn, for the
dude,
fucking guest. You know, it's all good.
Hey, you quit your job.
I went down for this shit. All I get is a fucking invite.
Yeah, you got some rice.
Hey, I got some teriyaki chicken.
This shit's really
good. Don't eat all of it.
Shit's slapping.
No, man, thank you. This is awesome,
man.
King group.
Right now, we can just
5 hours.
Victor just opened up the box. The way, teriyaki chicken is closing it down because he's not satisfied.
With
the
appointment.
Salty ass. Get my food back. But yeah, no. So we just wanted to say thanks and show you that we appreciate you guys coming in.
Should be getting you guys something for having me on, man.
Yeah, you should.
I got you my shorts.
Right. Look at
got my body,
is,
man.
It's warm, man.
I'm sweating my ass off. I'm like LeBron James up here. It's fourth. The fourth quarter down 20 points.
All right, so let's jump into some topics right now.
Cleveland's winning.
So, we also have the game going on, so if we get a little bit of, like, a little quiet and start reacting to that, that's
right. Right, you'll see. Live. With
priorities, guys.
Yeah.
All right, so first topic of the night, Bumblebee. They just released a trailer for Bumblebee, and... I'm not going to lie. It looks amazing.
Yeah.
It looks like everything I want a Transformers movie to be.
Without Michael Bay.
Because it does not have Michael Bay in it. It did not. The whole second half of the trailer was not explosions, and I loved it.
It was cinematic. It was cinematic.
Maybe what? I was telling... Well, yeah. I'm just going to talk like we didn't already talk about this. So, yeah. My big thing is... I really like that it seems like it's going to be more of a connection between machine and its driver. Kind of like how they were trying to do with Shia LaBeouf, but he just screamed Bumblebee too much. Yeah. And I really got a like an E.T. meets the Iron Giant vibe off of it.
Iron Giant, yeah.
And I really
cool.
Yeah, see that's kind of fucking cool. That's like the feel that I at least pulled from it, like emotional wise. And I really hope that they're kind of going for that vibe. But yeah, the design of him, everything. I love that he's a beetle, that he's back to being a Volkswagen bug, and that he's not massive. I mean, he just looks like a dope ass bot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, being a you know, a slug bug, they're kind of small anyway. So like, you know, in the old
ow, bitch, there is a slug bug, bro.
I forgot we looked at it on the trailer.
Sorry. I lost the train of thought, bitch. Ow, I bruise easily, man.
Yeah, my bad.
Like a banana.
I've never hit him before either. I've been told like I have
that was banana. Hard, bro.
That was I barely threw my arm. I got heavy hands. I'm sorry.
Fuck, dude. I'm out.
Nah. So where were you going?
Something about a small bumblebee.
Yeah, you said something.
Oh, but like the the original bumblebee, you know, he was just too big. You know,
yeah.
Like he was like a fucking monster. This is perfect. I used to read this book that you could follow. It's when Bumblebee came to Earth and then all the Transformers came, and it was like a selection book. So like you could be an Autobot or Decepticon, and I always was an Autobot.
Okay.
And I always picked Bumblebee to follow. So like he looks more like the book adaptation that I used to read as a kid, and I love that book. So yeah. I'm very excited for this film. And his helmet when he goes in the battle mode is like a bee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like a face. Like
yeah,
a face
it looks cool as shit.
Like
yeah,
the Wasp from was it the third Transformers?
Mm-hmm.
Like that was a better looking Bumblebee, I thought, than Bee. Yeah, kind of sucks.
I personally stopped watching Transformers movies after the second one.
Me too.
The second one was like, it was all right for me, and then I just stopped because at that point I was just like, ah, I'm kind of done with these. And then like Megan Fox was out. Was she out the second one?
Second one.
Yep.
Okay, and then so then I was just like, yeah, it's not because of her, because I really don't like Megan Fox personally. But
dude, she's hot, bro.
I just you know, CMNT and all that. Just
God, like, she it's destroyed trash. So much of our childhood.
I don't want to derail this, but yeah, like no, I just don't like
fuck
it.
She was a hot Aperonia,
oh
guys. Come
no,
on.
No, she wasn't, bro.
Cole, give me the fucking King Group.
What? No, I've already bonded.
But like, I thought like when we were watching the trailer, like. Cinematically, it looks really cool. Like, mm-hmm. It looks like an actual movie. It's not just like you said, explosion here, you know, a couple words, explosion here, screaming.
We're
just
not going to see the American flag right, 500 times.
It wasn't a bunch of slow-mo.
John Cena's in it, so, like, that's something cool. For me, you know, like,
come on, Victor, you know how to do the song.
I
don't
know.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I wish I knew the word.
So, what did you think about it?
About the trailer?
Yeah.
I thought it looked awesome. I thought it looked awesome.
So what are you looking forward to, like, actually? Okay, you didn't see anything past the second one. Will you go see this movie?
Probably.
Oh, no. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm a fan of all of them.
I watched. No. I can understand where Cole's coming from because I watched all of them for what they were. They were Michael Bay Transformer movies. I was not expecting anything good out of them. And honestly, I was very disappointed with the last two, but I still watched them. I wouldn't go as far as saying that I was a fan of them, like Cole, but...
Wasn't that sad? Huh? You weren't expecting anything out of them, and you were still disappointed with the last two?
It is sad, but they did have decent cinematics. And at the end of the day, that's what I went to go see. I wanted to see bots destroying other bots, and I got it.
I feel like out of all like the nerd groups, the Transformers movies really held true to the fans, you know? Like... In the fourth movie, they brought in
Unicron.
That, but the dinosaur T-Rex.
That's the second last one, ain't it?
Yeah, that was the second. He's in the very last one too.
Not that I was.
But the Dinobots.
Yeah, well, bringing in the Dinobots, like they're keeping it fresh with their characters. You know,
but I still think it was very lacking though. They did a lot of fanfare and everything, but
I just feel like it was over diluted. You know what I mean? Like there was a cool to see like new shit all the time in every movie,
mm-hmm.
but at a certain point it was just like okay, like I have no attachment to any of these characters.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Because they're just like line. It's just whatever. You're just gonna bring a new guy in, and I don't really care about these guys anymore. But
yeah,
do you think Hasbro will do a good job?
I think based off what we saw, I think they already did an amazing job by grabbing an actual director.
Yeah.
Like, no disrespect to Michael Bay. I get it. Everybody, when you throw them under the bus, they quickly throw out Bad Boys. They quickly throw out Pain and Gain, which Pain and Gain I actually enjoyed. That was a Michael Bay movie I was like,
it was pretty
right.
funny.
It's funny. That's what it is. Right. It reminded me of the humor of Bad Boys. But they went with a director that goes for beautiful shots. Like how you said, it looked very cinematic. And the director they got was, what's his name, Travis? God damn it. You don't mix all that up. Stop picking your nails.
All that noise. Welcome to radio.
But his name's Travis something. He was the director of Kobo and the Two Strings.
Oh, that's a good movie. Shit. Yeah. That's a great movie.
And so something as like meticulous as what is that?
Claymation?
It's not claymation.
It's like stop animation.
Stop motion. Stop motion. Yeah. There we go. Yeah, stop motion. Thank you, Juan. So, something as...
I think Cole got that, actually.
Was it?
Well, I said stop. I don't think he finished.
Oh, okay. See, I heard stop.
I think he's the one.
Thank you, Cole. Dude, your thighs are so sweaty.
I'm a big man, bro. It's hot up for this motherfucker. I'm nervous.
But, yeah, no, I think that they did the right choice by picking somebody like that who's actually going to pay attention to what looks good, what plays out properly. And the fact that we've only seen two Transformers is amazing. Which we haven't mentioned even. Starscream is in this. And they both look
cool.
Yeah, they both look like...
he's a helicopter, like though.
Who, Starscream?
I thought he was a jet.
No. He's a I'm not sure. But they're both true to their Generation 1 forms. Okay. He's a fighter jet.
And, I just thought he looked a little bit different. I have to watch it.
So, this movie, it's based in 1984... Which is really cool because I think that the way I see these old properties like Transformers and Ninja Turtles is I want them based in the times that they were made. Yeah. Because nowadays, that Transformers would not make it. Transformers, you've got so much tech, so many eyes everywhere. Like, robots in disguise my ass. Somebody got you on a smartphone.
Right.
Like, you're not Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you're not going to stick to the shadows.
I'm in the
shadows. I mean, come on. That's a little easier, though. I mean, there could be real Ninja Turtles out there.
No, or they could. Have you seen one?
I mean, it's real.
No, they could definitely well be a possibility that they are real.
But so that's my thing. I remember telling Juan a while ago, I want a period piece Ninja Turtles movie in the 80s. Where nobody has a cell phone, well, where not everybody has a cell phone, just running around and everything, and there's not a bunch of security cameras everywhere. It's in a time and space where it was made for. And that's why when I heard that this was made in 1984, I was like, hell yeah, give me that shit.
Yeah.
But I think it's cool that we're only getting two bots because it's not going to be oversaturated,
right.
And it gives the whole thing time to build.
But it's still the first trailer.
Yeah, it is. Right.
There could be more.
Yeah, Juan, you brought up a good point about, like, the reboot and stuff. Like, you had a good question
earlier. Well, as far as, like, whether or not they're going to make it, if this is actually the reboot, or...
Yeah,
if
I just didn't want
to... Okay, well,
question.
I don't know whether or not this is supposed to be... They were talking about rebooting the whole franchise.
Which they are.
Which, this could be it, because this is a different Bumblebee.
Mm-hmm.
But then also this could just be a one and done type of thing, you know, that they do.
Yeah.
Which would be kind of stupid at this point, you know,
I
think.
What if it's a prequel?
A prequel to
but
the other ones?
Yeah.
It's different already. Like,
yeah,
it's
not the same. Yeah, and B wouldn't have been here long ago because they all came together at the same time when they were looking for the Allspark.
Right.
So it wouldn't have made sense for him to be here by himself in the 80s. But yeah, I really like Juan's thought process on that because... I was very curious about that myself because clearly this is some type of a reboot, but we also have the sound clip of Bernie Mac, RIP, by the way, Bernie Mac.
Man, I love Bernie Mac.
So we got Bernie Mac back in the day, which that made me think, too, what if it was just a throwback to his character? Because, I mean, Bernie Mac...
Oh, like,
pay respect.
Yeah, pay respect to him because he did have one of the bigger parts in Transformers introducing Bumblebee. And that whole... There's a... Something about man and machine, a mythical bond between man and machine. Like, that was a cool little intro for him. So I was like, okay, maybe they're just using that, and what if this is the start to the reboot?
Well, technically, yeah, they would have to do it because it wouldn't make sense for it to
yeah.
be playing there,
mm-hmm.
for him to already have said it, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
It wouldn't make sense for part of the universe for him to say it in the future. You know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't make sense.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's weird that they pull something from a completely different universe for it. So we don't really have any confirmation of if this will be a reboot or the start of this reboot or not. But either way,
looking forward to it.
Yeah, for me, it's a definitely yes. Yeah, like, I'm so excited for it. I'm very excited for Christmas. I will definitely be at the theaters.
They, it kind of looks like, have you guys seen the original cartoon?
Yeah.
Transformers. Yeah. It could be like a storyline like that where there's one Decepticon and one Autobot out there trying to figure out what the fuck's going on. That big ass ship is somewhere, and maybe instead of a boy, Bumblebee finds it's a girl now. Mm-hmm. You know, just trying to change it up a little bit. So I think that would be really cool to see, you know, sticking true to the fan and throwing an homage to, you know, if they're going to go all the way back to the 80s, you know, why not just do that storyline instead?
Exactly, yeah.
And then they can add different, because in the in the cartoon, that first episode, like, the Autobots and the Decepticons, like, gain life back at different times. So maybe they just spread those out into different movies then at that point. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the third movie or whatever is like the climax. See, like, all of them are fucking fighting on Earth and shit.
That's what I'm
like. That'd be pretty sweet to see.
I don't want this just like, one movie and then everybody's fucking there already.
Yeah. You know,
that's why I think part two for just, even if it's just a slight introduction of Optimus and Megatron, that would be cool. But I want to see old school Megatron with the fucking, like, helmet look to him and... I think that
turning into a gun.
Yeah.
Side note, I didn't mind Optimus in the.
No, Optimus was Optimus was good. Dope,
yo, shout out to Jazz though. He was the best Transformer. And they
Jazz
him
was
off
cool.
Real
yeah,
quick.
Jazz was cool. They killed him in the beginning of the.
He just tore him apart.
Yeah. That was trash. I think that's when I fucking got.
The black guy has to die first.
I think that's why I got mad. I was like,
Michael
this is Baron trash,
lives
dude.
Very true to that.
But it was so cool that he had like rollerblades and shit.
Jazz
was
cool.
I was pissed.
Cool
I was, yeah, I kind of got pissed off. I
he
think
was
that's
tiny.
Why I left it.
He was tiny.
What's
But so yeah, speaking of movies that we're not sure if they're gonna reboot or if this is kind of the start to a new universe. Hasbro announced that they purchased Power Rangers from Saban.
I forgot that was a movie.
So, well, the whole franchise. Series, the toys.
Merchandise,
The whole property of Power Rangers has been
Is there a show on right now?
No. I'm actually not sure.
No? Okay.
But it's been purchased by Hasbro. So Hasbro has already announced that there will be more movies coming up.
Hope they're better toys, too, because their toys suck.
God, their toys are trash.
Their toys
the legacy ones are cool. The legacy ones
for the
are
older
cool.
ones?
Yeah, for the old
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, those are extra.
Yeah, I got the Green Ranger from Ricky Downs. Shout out to Ricky Downs. Actually, we haven't done a shout out and showed love to Ricky Downs.
Yeah, Ricky Downs is that.
So, Ricky, if you're listening, we love you, dog. But, that fig's cool. But, so Hasbro announced that they just purchased the property of Power Rangers, and that they will be making more movies. What they haven't confirmed yet is if we're going to get sequels to, what was it, last year or 2 years ago?
I think it was two years ago.
Okay. The last movie where they're all baby Iron Men. And Iron Man.
I didn't mind those scenes.
I thought it was cool.
I thought it was
like,
pretty dope.
I'm not that into Power Rangers, but that movie, I was like, damn, that's kind of lit.
See, I loved the movie, and I would love to see them continue it.
The first half was the shit.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. The very first half, it was a dark Breakfast Club story, and it was fucking glorious. And then they took one of my favorite villains, Goldar, and they were like, yo, you're fucking CGI now, and you're just gold, and we don't want to think about you anymore.
Yeah.
And it pissed me off. Like, I was like, come on, dude. Like, you've got a general... of this, like, I think he was, like, a general of this army or something, and he's just this big-ass motherfucker who has, like, the face of, like, an ape and, like, a cat mixed together, and he's got wings and armor, and he's just badass, and then you just give me what you gave me on screen. It's like, no, I don't want that. And
yeah,
even
the
Zords were kind of whack to me, and so if they reboot it, I'd be happy, but I want them to follow the same
Didn't
kind of...
Didn't they say they had... multiple sequels already written or
they
like
did.
In line
yep.
at the time of that movie was done.
But
they had like three or four.
People didn't like how the movie turned out, and they, from what I remember, they canceled all of them.
Okay,
see,
and at this point, it's like the age of the actors kind of comes into play eventually,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you can't, rely, if you're not shooting movies like one after the other, and it's like 4 years later, and you were like hoping to make that movie.
And these are teenagers right. with attitude.
Yeah, they're about to be like middle-aged people with attitude.
But Tom Holland,
old people with Alzheimer's.
Tom Holland's like 24, and he's playing a 14-year-old.
Yeah, but Tom Holland looks like a 14-year-old.
A toddler, bro.
He looks young, dude.
That's a man.
Cole, we can see everything going on in your shorts. Right, calm it down.
Sun's out, dick's out. Summertime, baby.
That's
let's get
not
it. It is now, motherfuckers. It's gonna be on our next T-shirts.
What was that? Okay, so
hashtag sun's out, dick's out.
What do you think about the movie? Did you like the first one?
About what movie?
The Power Rangers.
I've never
movie.
Seen it.
Oh, yeah,
seen
you
that,
did.
Yeah.
You
didn't
watch
it.
The reboot?
It's
okay.
Never really.
I don't
want to
hype it up,
Rangers.
Dude. It was all right. Like it was.
I thought
straight.
It was cool.
It was straight.
If you, oh excuse me, if you turn the movie off after they morph. Once you hear it's morphing time, and then they you hear
yeah.
the guitar riff and they're
yeah.
walking out of the tunnel, if you turn the movie off right there and you're like, yo, that origin story was dope. Perfect fucking movie. I'm not gonna lie. Like, perfect
yeah,
Power Rangers
yeah.
movie. I did not need to see them fight Rita Repulsa. I did not need to see whatever the fuck Goldar was. If you cut it right there,
EMI.
Just like you cut EMI. Sinister, great movie. If you continue watching it, an 8 drops down to a
yeah,
3.
It just kind of starts letting you down, like, oh yep. man, really? Oh.
The alcohol wears off, you see her for who she is, and you're disappointed.
But you're still down
but
the
you still finish.
Yeah.
Like, you paid the money, you gotta
this
finish
guy's
the
paid
movie.
The money.
I mean, you already bought the popcorn, you gotta
yeah,
finish the
you
movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, the 8 drops to a 3 right after that
that's
point.
Pretty bad.
Crossover. Transformers.
Well, actually, there were talks about a shared universe between. There's supposed to be a crossover of G.I. Joe and Transformers at some point. So now they do own Power Rangers. Fuck.
Well, don't they have Ninja
wild.
Turtles too?
No,
they
no,
throw
no.
everything.
No, for real.
It's like we own everything.
Hey, you got to compete with Mickey Mouse.
So, I mean,
punk ass.
That's kind of like all
chill out
I there. Really have for that movie.
Yeah, no,
well,
but
I'm excited to see what they do. Okay, well, the one thing, all right, I'm lying. The one thing that I hope happens, and
Dragon's
this is Lord. Yes, this is what we hoped for when they originally shot it, and when they did that opening sequence of the first movie
mm-hmm.
of this movie, right? Or was that a fan? That was the fan one.
Oh, the
where it's a war.
See, and that's what I want. I want
that
them to go back
the
to the bootleg. If you've never watched it, look up bootleg Power Rangers. It's a 10-minute short that some fans made, and it has actual actors in
yeah.
it. It has
Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, it's got
it?
The Dawes in it. It's got yeah, Dawson. what's his name? James Vanderbeek.
Yeah, James.
Yeah,
Vanderbeek.
James Vanderbeek plays Rocky. You got
is it a promo?
It
was somebody. Yeah, he was campaigning for the thing to make a web series. But they deemed it too dark, and they wanted it removed from the internet.
Of the Power
Rangers?
Oh, wait, I saw that
yeah.
shit. Now I know what you're talking
Tommy
about.
Where Tommy Oliver's hunting
yes.
him down, and
yeah.
it's so sick. Like, if they were just to be like, fuck it, let's make a dark universe, I
that
would be so happy.
Bomb, yeah.
Because that little clip, it got so much buzz, and it was so well done. Like, even the fight scenes were believable.
But then
the
Tommy,
CGI
Tommy
was good,
was
too.
Yeah,
on
the
it.
CGI, huh?
Tommy hated on it.
Yeah, because he wasn't the Green Ranger. Like,
yeah, I bet if it was him, yeah,
yeah.
he'd be like, oh, yeah.
Let me say, I love Jason David Frank. I love him because he made my childhood. Me and Juan used to run around kicking each other and screaming, sit until somebody was crying all day. Like, I jump kicked Matt off the fucking pool table, and I'm pretty sure I screamed sit hiya to the soundtrack to Mortal Kombat.
Really wish
like,
I was there for that.
You were too young and you would have cried. You definitely would have cried back then.
Probably would have.
And then we would have had to fucking throw away our fucking lollipops. All right?
And the fucking pool table.
Oh, Aunt Sandy. Shout out to Aunt Sandy for babying this dude. But, no, like, if they went through with something like that, and, oh, that's what I was saying. I love Jason David Frank. I love Tommy Oliver. The Dragon Zord was amazing. But I really do think his only complaint was he did not get
picked up
on this project.
Okay, to that point, he made a violent crossover with the...
Bat in the Sun,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And where
that's
kills,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, where he kills Scorpion.
Scorpion, yeah. And he even fights Ryu.
Yeah.
And he kills Ryu.
Yeah. So, I mean, I
and
think...
And he says, welcome to my nightmare.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
So he's okay with a dark If Tommy, he's the green, if, he if he's the Tommy, leader. Right? And so yeah, I think, and
welcome. To
I'm gonna say it. Give him a role. Don't give him the lead role. Don't give him Tommy Oliver. He's good for TV. He's great for TV. He's great for Bat in the Sun.
If he can play an evil Tommy Oliver. Well, he did, actually.
Lord Dakin, and he did like a little thing on that, but he doesn't have the acting chops for it.
No, I'm saying,
remember and JDF, when he was, I love you, but no, dog.
You don't remember when he was the evil? Well, he was actually evil.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, from the series.
Yeah, it was trashed.
I mean, he has grown since then. He was a child in there. He's a teenager with attitude.
Yeah!
Fuck you, Mom! But yeah, so I would like to see something darker. Just don't cast him as Tommy Oliver.
So that's now that's all I have.
Some new. Yeah, that's all I have too.
Can I add something to our?
Go ahead. Yeah. I just
I've been working this week, so I've been binge watching all the Netflix Marvel series.
Uh-huh.
I watched the Defenders and Punisher. Damn, dude, I'm late, bro.
Punisher.
The Punisher is
the
shit, dude.
I love
the Punisher.
When he squeezes his thumbs, I was like, nah, this is too real, bro. This is too real. Nah, dude. Respect, dude.
The Defenders was, I mean, kind of missed me with that bullshit.
But no, for what it was, those 7 episodes, it wasn't too drawn out.
I think the best thing about that series was the first office scene where Luke Cage goes in there, or when Danny Rand walks in and he's like trying to talk shit, and they're like, well, you fucked up coming into this room.
Yeah.
And then Luke Cage walks through the door, just breaks him down, and they're like, who the hell are you? And he's like, yeah, who are you? And then they fight, and all the hip hop starts playing.
Yeah.
Because instantly it was like I was just watching panels go by. It was so cool to see those two fight side by side. And then when you get, like, when you finally got Daredevil in his suit next to them, it was cool, but it took so damn long.
But it's, but they're setting up for a Born Again series, like his comic art.
I just.
Didn't that series die?
I just. What?
The Defenders?
The show?
Yeah.
No,
they finished it. It was just really short, and it left off for the other things to take off from there, but I don't know. I just. Maybe a Defenders straight to Netflix movie would have been cool. It seemed a little dragged out to me, even for 7 episodes.
There was
there weren't enough like holy shit moments like that fight scene to warrant a green light for 7 episodes for me. I think they could have just made a 3-hour movie, straight to Netflix movie, and it would have been good. And they would have canceled out all the extra dialogue that wasn't needed, all the extra cameos that it's like, okay, you're on Netflix, you're not a big screen Marvel character cameo, like I don't need to see you for 20 minutes.
I will say though, I like Karen Page, but like her in the Defenders and in Punisher just like takes away from what's going on.
She started being too crybaby a little
bit. She's got a gun now. Fuck you, Karen. Fuck you.
He's trying to talk to the manager and shit.
That's exactly what
fuck
about,
off, Karen.
That's the first thing that came.
But for real though, when I first started watching the Defenders, I'm like, yo, I'm gonna see a dragon at some point. And then right at the end when I saw that, I was like, what? It wasn't a dragon, but like maybe season 2 we see a dragon.
I'm just pissed off that we haven't seen Danny Rand in the fucking costume yet.
But that's kind of what they hinted to, though, like...
No, but for a whole season of Iron Fist and the Defenders, motherfucker... But,
right,
no,
like, right. No, I feel you.
Danny Rand in the costume when they go up against the Hand.
Hey, for people that don't know who the fuck you're talking about, who is Danny Rand?
You don't know Iron Fist?
The
Immortal Iron Fist?
Okay, I know who the character is. I don't
Juan
know his,
doesn't
I don't
know his
real
his
name.
Ego, yeah.
Yeah, his real fucking name. Oh, we're going, with fake names?
Spider-Man.
So
that's my little rant.
Yeah,
I 10 out of 10 for all that shit. I'm glad I finally watched it.
10 out of 10. You heard
it
here.
I mean, he must like Jessica Jones as well.
God, fuck Jessica Jones. I'm gonna talk about Luke Cage busting. Yeah, I'll get coffee with you any day, girl.
Hang on her. Anyways, so all right, moving past all that, Lego 2 movie trailer dropped.
All right, let me just be the only one to talk about this movie. How about that?
No, I've seen a lot of movies. I'm excited for it.
I'm excited for this movie.
I am.
But I hope that it's another... who's it directed by, and is it the same director as Lego Batman
movie? I actually do not
know. No, Lego Batman dude's doing a live-action Nightwing movie right now.
He is.
Okay. Well, all right, wait. Who all seen Lego Batman movie?
He's not writing it, though.
Okay.
No.
From what I've heard, the Lego Batman movie was bad because of the writing.
It was bad because of the humor in it. Because it was...
Exactly,
it was.
Yeah.
It was. They were slapping you in the face.
Kids loved it.
Yeah. Kids love it because it was like so in your face, you know, whatever. Yeah. It is a kid's movie.
Yeah.
But again, like, Lego Movie was one of those movies where it was like, oh man, you can enjoy it as an adult.
So Juan has a huge connection to this movie because he cried hard.
Oh, the Lego Movie. I cried for Lego.
I teared up in that movie.
When he finally has
the realization that his kid was playing out his life. When his kid saw him as a villain.
Not only that, for me it was just like, this dude buys all this stuff, keeps it in his room, all like, you know, the way he likes it, the way he wants it. And like, his kid wants to play with it because they're toys. That's what they are. They're toys, you know what I mean? And so his kid's like, he's having fun with it as what they're supposed to be, you know, what it's supposed to be. It's Legos. And you're just supposed to use your imagination, play with it. But his dad was all like, oh, well, no, this is like factory stuff. This is like, you know, this shit has got to be here, and this shit, you can't mix this shit up. You know, that's like what your sister does over here in this fucking corner. If you want to do that shit, go to this table. And like, so to me, I got sad because I seen myself like get angry at my own kids when they're like touching my shit and I don't like it, right? Because like, I still get mad, but I mean, like, I'll sit here. When I was watching the movie at the time, I felt bad. Because, like, man, I'm fucking that asshole that's, like...
But you didn't change?
No. I walked out of the theater and I still felt the same.
That's my shit.
But at the time when I was in the theater, I did feel bad. You know, I mean, I could sympathize with it. Like, I was like, oh, man, that's sad, dude. I get it. But then I left the theater and I was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to... Nothing's going to happen. You guys got your own room. You guys got your own shit. But, yeah, no. For me, I'm excited about this movie because I did love the first one. But when I seen the Lego Batman movie, like I said, it was slap you in the face type of comedy, and kids loved it. And there was a lot of, like, respects paid to, like, all the Batman. Like, there were so many Easter eggs in that movie for Batman fans, and I'm not even that huge a Batman fan, but I picked up on a lot of it. They had the, like, the shark repellent spray and all this other stuff, you know, like, just...
The penguin has a pet shark, right? It's a penguin? You said shark spray, right?
Yeah, no, it's from the movie.
The old
1960-whatever movie.
Yeah.
Like, he's got this shark, he's getting bit by a shark, and it gives him spray, and it, like, blows the sharks up. The sharks land in the water, and they explode for some reason. And, like,
oh, God.
It was, like, just, like, a gag. It was, like, a gag that everybody, like, all the fans were, like, picking up on. But they pay a lot of respect to, like, the older stuff in the Batman series. So that was, like, something cool about that. So personally, for this movie, I'm looking forward to it. I just hope they don't go the route of Batman. You know?
I don't think it's gonna.
Oh, I just wanted to go back to what you were saying. Chris McKay is not directing this, so yeah, he's busy with Nightwing right now. But it also is not Phil Lord or Christopher Miller, which directed the first one. It is a person by the name of. Give me one moment. Dead air. Mike Mitchell and Trisha Gumm, co-directing.
What are they known for? You can look that up, and I'll say this. That scares me. When you have like something like the Ant-Man.
We good.
Oh, Ant-Man.
Deuce Bigelow.
Really? Yeah. Wait, him? What has she done?
Well, he's done Deuce Bigelow and Shrek. The final chapter.
Yeah, hey. There we go.
And,
Hey, 20 minutes. I'm 20 minutes of silence.
Shout out to Shrek.
I thought he fell asleep. Special guest, hey. He said, turn up.
Wait, which one was the final chapter? Is that where he gets pissed off?
That's with Rumpelstiltskin.
That was a good one. I ain't gonna lie, that was a good one.
All right, then.
Because I felt bad then, too. Like, you know, he wanted to get rid of his kids. He wanted to, like, be single again and all that shit. Like, that's how I'm feeling bad.
I
was like, this is a good movie. I felt bad about it.
So I've kicked the kids in my mouth, so I got my toys to myself. Right.
Okay, so she's had a lot of miscellaneous art department jobs and second unit jobs for Robot Chicken and...
Okay. We're going to check it. That plays
no.
Well.
Lego Batman movie.
Okay. Well, then she'll know what not to do. Hopefully.
That's going downhill.
Robot Chicken is a good...
It's a good show. But
I'm saying no, but that's a good pivot for this type of movie because it's like the same type of deal. It's really short bursts of like comedy. Oh, yeah. you know, that you want.
I'm just, you know, it's not going to be as good as the first one.
It can't.
The first one, like, skyrocketed, right. You know. And I don't think they're going to have enough wow. You know, because what are they going to bring? The Avengers? I mean, they brought the Justice League in the last one. Right, like,
Aquaman.
Who else? And then the Ninja Turtles were in the last one.
They are set to come back, though. Channing Tatum is playing Superman again. And
is Jonah Hill playing Green Lantern again?
Oh, God.
No way. That's funny. Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, this guy again.
That is funny, I ain't going to lie.
So, yeah, that's going to be pretty fun. I'm not gonna lie, when I did watch the trailer, I was excited. I got really hyped for it, and it is something I'm looking forward to.
Emmett's a bitch. Like, Emmett's a bitch, dude.
Dude, everything fuck is him, awesome. Dude.
Right? I'm a master builder.
No, master builder my dick, bro.
Is Morgan Freeman in it?
No, he's dead, bro. He died in the last one.
No, what is that going?
Vesuvius. Vesuvius, yeah, but he was...
That rhyme that he had in the fucking that shit was funny.
He was carrying around a popsicle stick.
Bro, you never seen this? Okay, nah. You got
no, this shit's like funny, bro. This shit's
God.
Funny.
Never that shit was like so Morgan Freeman had me dying in that way. Oh pretty, my God.
He was blind. So.
And I'm blind.
All right, we're drifting on this one. This was supposed to be what we just mentioned.
Right.
And then we got on to Lego
shit
Batman.
Had me crying.
So, speaking of Batman.
Fuck Batman.
Speaking of Batman.
Fuck Batman.
His arch nemesis is the Joker.
Let's get pissed off right now.
And Warner Brothers has finally announced that Jared Leto is getting his own standalone Joker
God,
film.
Why, dude?
See,
boom.
I think all y'all's trash.
Wait, first of all, don't go any further. Did you see Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
Fell asleep.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, no. And
Rudy's on his own in this fucking shit right here.
No, I'm not gonna lie. Suicide Squad was trash.
No, Jared Leto as the Joker.
I mean, it was definitely
movie.
Worth one watch, though.
Worth one watch.
Worth
just
one
to,
watch.
Just to see.
Yeah.
Right? That's
I liked his Joker. From what I saw, I could at least say that it was a more positive note because his portrayal of Joker was at least something that I left and I was like, it was all right. And that is something we had to take completely out of context because they chopped everything he
You're
acted
right.
out
You're right.
and just Frankensteined it together and were like, here you go. Given that and the fact that... oh boy, the director who also wrote it, I can't remember his name right now. He's the director of Fury. No, he's an amazing director.
Josh Whedon.
No, goddamn,
Josh
Whedon. Fuck
hey,
Josh Whedon.
Josh Whedon's pretty good.
No, Justice League.
Hey, man. Josh Whedon. He had a hiccup. I mean, DC property, that's what happened. That's all that happened.
No. Fuck Josh Whedon. He was the reason we didn't see Darkseid, all right?
Yeah.
He did fuck that movie. So, anyways, back to...
I'm bleeding. Everything hurts.
He's the reason we got that. He's the reason Batman turned into a bitch. He's the reason Flash fell on tits. He's the reason Superman overpowered everything and could have just... That could have been the ending of the movie right at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, there was no point to the movie.
Yeah.
Because of Joss Whedon. But, I will say this. Warner Brothers is... Enemy number one when it comes to DC.
Yeah.
Because not only did Joss Whedon fuck up the whole everything, they, at the end of the day, saw his final cut and were like, make it 2 hours so we can sell more tickets. The dumbest fucking decision I've ever heard. And that's including credits. Like, who says that? Who says, oh, you have more film? Nah, cut it. I don't care if it makes sense. Just cut it. No, that's stupid. And that's what they...
I didn't know that was the reason.
Yeah, they cut it down to 2 hours to sell more tickets.
It's supposed to be like a 3.5-hour movie.
More viewings throughout
the day. I wonder if they knew that it was going to be...
I don't... I honestly
can't say... I wonder if they...
You can't, like, make something like that and be like, nah, we know it's going to suck, but let's just do it anyways.
Right.
They're going to piss off all the fans, and they have.
Well, Warner Brothers has been known for that. I mean, Suicide Squad alone, they... gave the guy a month to pen out a script, which is ridiculous.
Yeah,
I mean, me and Juan have wrote stuff before, and it takes so damn long. And the fact that he did that is nuts. And the thing is, the Joker was supposed to be the main antagonist. Warner Brothers said no. They wanted him to be held off for Batman. And then they gave Batman all these different avenues. You gotta follow this route. You can't do this. You can't do that. Ben Affleck was like, all right, this is too much. I'm not doing it. Matt Reeves walks in. I want full control of the script. Okay, I guess we'll give you full control of the script. Now the Joker's not the main villain. So they really screwed over Jared Leto in this situation. But he also filmed over half hour alone of stuff being, like, besides the point of supposing to be the main
bad guy. I thought it was 3 hours worth of footage.
That I thought he had, like, out. Enough for his
oh,
own movie.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, no, like, shit. Yeah, it was. And then it was supposed to be cut down to 30 minutes, and it was cut down to even less.
What did he get, like, 15 minutes of runtime? Yeah, he didn't get that much.
I think it was, like, 10.
He only appeared, like, 3 times in that movie, too.
And it was all random bullshit. It was all random bullshit that made no sense. But I told Steve this a long time ago, and we talked about this yesterday. Shout out to KP. Yeah. But yeah, KP. We talked about this yesterday. I told him to go back, watch the Rick Ross and Skrillex music video. Because the whole music video, it's them hanging out as goons of the Joker. And he doesn't talk at all. But you see his like physical, just his expressions, the way he carries himself, the way the crowd reacts around him.
Purple Lamborghini?
That song blows Johnson. But that his portrayal in that, it without like as a silent film, is awesome. Like, you get the feel of the Joker right from there. And I really like the scenes with him and Margot Robbie when she jumps into the chemical pit at Ace Chemical. I like the when she's chasing him down on the motorcycle, and he's like, you're a little pain in the ass, aren't you? And he's like just doing his own little dialogue. I think he showed us enough to have ground to stand on to show he has a powerful character. And what he's doing with the Joker is, yeah, I mean, it's a little out of left field with the tattoos and everything, but I think he is going to do a good job on it. So I'm excited to at least see him have his own. I mean, I didn't know even that was even a thing where he was going to get his own movie. If they would have told me, finally, Batman's coming back, the Joker's, it's just going to be a Batman versus Joker movie, I would have been happy. That would have been enough on-screen time for me. A movie of himself, okay, I'm still on board because it's still going to show what he can do with the character.
I mean, you know, you say that, but then why do they throw out two other names like Joaquin Phoenix and Leonardo DiCaprio?
Because that is Warner Brothers being a fucking idiot again, and that's a complete different movie.
Well, and they're still going with it, too. That's my thing, you know? Like, who would I rather see? Jared Leto's Joker, who I've seen, who I'm like, eh. Or, like, a Leo or Joaquin Phoenix, who I kind of feel like have, you know, they're more
but see, as
seasoned for the role.
If I'm looking at it at the standpoint of an exec, what the fuck is going to stop you from seeing both?
I mean, I'll watch both.
Exactly.
Right.
But then you're confused,
but then you got to, you know, go back to the fan base and, like, they're going to be absolutely confused.
Yeah, and see, and that's what I think is stupid, but Warner Brothers isn't looking at it like that way. They're looking at it as, hey, we got Martin Scorsese signed on for a fucking Joker movie. Let's just greenlight it anyways, even though it's supposed to be based in the 80s, and it's going to tell the origin story, which I don't want. I don't want to see how the Joker becomes the Joker. That's what makes him perfect.
Well, you've seen it in the original in the 1990 Batman with Jack Nicholson. You see him be a gangster, and then he becomes the Joker. You see that origin through that part because he kills this. Well, you don't even know if that's him that's killing this family or whatever.
Yeah,
so you see his transition from gangster to the Joker. That's like the origin story. And yeah. I don't mind it, but
It was also still just such a small little thing in the movie. Like, this movie's going to be all that. And then I guarantee at the ending we're going to see him as the Joker.
I don't know. Like, if it's like like you said, Leonardo DiCaprio, like gangster joke. Like, I'm thinking like Departed style,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that would be the shit. Like
That would be cool. It's just, I don't know. If we're going DCEU over a standalone, just random ass.
So is that, so is the Martin Scorsese or whatever the
that's
fuck.
That's a standalone.
That's a standalone. Yeah. It has nothing to do with
anything.
It's interesting. it's not necessary, but it is interesting.
It is.
To you know, that would be cool to see, but, like, I feel like that's just shooting Jared Leto in the face again, like, saying, all right, hey, bro, you get this shit.
Welcome to Warner Brothers.
But now we're gonna fucking be like, even if you play the best Joker, right, even if he comes off, like, better than Heath Ledger, which is impossible, but if he comes off better than him, and then you throw somebody like a Leonardo DiCaprio that has, like, fucking...
Revenant.
Yeah.
That's it, right
just,
there.
It just has, like, acres and eons beyond most of the actors. Like, if you think top actors, you think Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. And if he comes out and he just kills and slays the Joker, like, what does that do for Leto's legacy, you know what I mean, as the Joker? Do they give him another movie? Like, after this movie? Does he have... more movies after this movie, or is it just this
they're,
one?
They're fucking up the DCU then, too, or whatever, however you say it, their entertainment universe, you know? Because you have two Jokers, and what if the fans do, like...
Right.
Leo's,
him better.
And then they have to somehow, you know, get rid of this older Joker to bring in this... Yeah, I mean, they're fucking...
It's just weird. It's
that is
weird.
Like what happened with Spider-Man. They're just going to close the books on the older one and be like, this never fucking happened.
Yeah.
We're going to go straight to this right now.
Welcome to Warner Brothers.
Right.
They've been fucking the DCEU since the start, and it's stupid. But yeah, they really don't have anything going on. And that's the thing. There is no confirmation that Scorsese's film is still going. We just got confirmation that Jared Leto is getting his own. But there is no full out, yes, we're committed to this movie, this also will be made.
But even
yeah,
saying
they don't have
that,
a lot of phases.
But even saying that you're willing to do it, you know,
but,
before,
but
without
no, that,
even without it being confirmed.
That's all still a lot of speculation.
They haven't even said, like, but you're telling me that they said...
Back in the, like, months ago, they were already saying that
without
Scorsese
the other Joker
on.
Movie
yeah,
being
Yeah, they just announced that yesterday, the Jared Leto. So this could be their pull... Fuck, Scorsese might be directing this one. We don't know. I mean, I honestly would not mind it. Because he is known for making gangster movies.
It would add
and
more to it.
This Joker, as much as he... Yeah, he is a thug.
But he is, like, a gangster.
He is a gangster.
Yeah.
Like, he... That's why, like, Tattoo Man and everybody, they were fucking scared of him. Like, he has clout in his name. And I think Scorsese would fucking kill it.
Is that the new 52 Joker that they modeled that after?
No. They were going after...
That's the staple face.
Yeah. I can't remember which one. He has, like, a big-ass dragon tattoo on his back.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yakuza.
Yeah, I had all this shit pulled up last time we talked about the Joker. But, like, either way, I'm excited. I can at least say that this is a movie that... I'm excited to see what happens pre-production. I'm excited to see who they pull in as antagonist. Are we going to see a storyline where Batman is the one thing, like an alien, like on Aliens? Is he the villain and we're going to see him from a darker standpoint?
I would like to see if it was... I wanted this to be where Robin died.
Yeah.
Like, that's the movie that I wanted. I wanted him to kill Robin. And I wanted them to have, like, a confrontation already. Like, him knowing who did it,
mm-hmm.
whatever. But this was being, you know...
a prequel.
Yeah.
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 That's what I
wanted. And that would be perfect. That would be a big fix for the DCEU. Because that's one thing I always hated. Even if they give the scene a good 20 minutes. Hell, give it its own arc. Give it 30 minutes of a two-hour movie. If that's what Warner Brothers is trying to stick to. Give it a fourth of the movie to explain that one role, because that was one of the biggest things that pissed me off. Like, I don't know if you listened to that episode, but you know, I was one of the people who liked BVS. I'm one of the people who saw that scene with Martha and instantly realized, okay, the reason he stopped fucking him up was because he realized, holy shit, this is just a man. Like, he's not here to fuck shit up. He's got somebody he cares about. As to where everybody else was like, their mom's name's the same. It's fucking dumb.
I didn't even know.
I didn't know they had
Superman's mom's name. I was like, Martha? What?
And see, that's like, yeah, like everybody, like a lot of
fucking stupid.
You know,
fucking mom's name.
You know who? All right, side note. You know who fucking said that?
Who? Jago?
No. Vincent and fucking
AJ.
Was it Vincent and AJ that both said it?
Don't bring up the egg, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, the flies are undone, bro.
Are you talking about the chips out, bro?
But yeah, that's, I mean, we could sit on here and speculate the whole time.
Sit on here and talk shit about them all day.
I feel like I'm not excited per se, I'm interested, but like if it's like anything else that, you know, the WB has done, like you've been saying, then it's just gonna be another letdown. So I'm interested.
Exactly.
I'm not
excited. They have moved a lot of shit around since Justice League bombed. They're going to a lot, which is weird, they're going to a lot of Blumhouse people.
Blumhouse is the shit.
Yeah, like the director of Annabelle and all that shit is directing Shazam. The director of
that's gonna suck.
Isn't The Rock Shazam?
No, he's Black Adam. And he's getting his own movie, exactly, and he's gonna be a fucking anti-hero, man. Mm-hmm. He's a villain, dude. Yeah. He's a fucking villain.
Well, in the comics even, they've been glorifying him.
Yeah, they say that he protects his own city is what he does. It's like,
still, man.
He is a villain though.
To Shazam, he's the villain, man. A villain.
Yeah, but I don't know. They're mixing a lot of stuff up, and I think they do have a lot of ground to cover. They got a lot of shit to make up for. But if they give us a storyline of Jason Todd, I mean, don't show me a gun and just say, oh, it shot somebody. Show me the fucking the bullet coming out. Like, if you got a smoking gun, you got to show the bullet.
So you want that character to be in the movie for 20 minutes and then die?
No, I'm saying if that's the route they want to go on, at least make it a big flashback. Not just where it's like, like he's in Bat's head and he's like laughing and shit.
It doesn't need to be
like you just see Jason Todd sitting there.
But it doesn't need to be somebody like a key actor. It could just be some person that.
I think if they're gonna establish it, they need to have a key actor.
I would still like
if he's dead. What the fuck? He's dead. Because
he comes back as the Red Hood though. They're talking about bringing the Red Hood.
Yeah, regardless.
Well, I didn't know that was gonna be. Was that Jason Todd's costume?
What? Yeah, yeah. Okay. They've already confirmed that that's Jason Todd.
Yeah.
So that's why, like,
next.
Yeah, I think if they're gonna go about it, do it the right way. Don't show me like him laughing and hitting him and Batman freaking out. No, I want to see the full fucking thing happen.
I'll be so pissed off if he's just Batman's hitting him.
Like the Arkham Knight, how they did that.
Yeah.
The flashbacks like that. Yeah, I kind of like that idea.
All right, and this is honestly the biggest topic of the day for me, at least.
We got about 30 minutes.
Yeah, no.
30 minutes.
I think so.
So I think we're going to skip a lot of other shit. Let's do this. So this next topic, it's going to take a lot of time. It's going to have a lot of us talking about it for a while. E3 is going on this weekend. Make sure you're paying attention to the page. We're going to have a lot of updates and everything
on there.
We talked about it last week, so if you want to hear us talk a little bit more heavily on E3, go check out last week's episode.
Well, next week. That should be
our big thing, we're going to talk about it anyways, so no point in wasting all this time. Shaq Fu was released yesterday.
And I actually watched a gameplay review on it, and it seemed pretty dope. If you like Streets of Rage or any kind of like beat-em-up games, it's a big spoof on itself. Well, yeah, if you like Streets of Rage or like fucking Final Fight or anything from back in the day, it's worth playing.
Jake really liked the original.
That's what's
so
up.
He's really excited for this one. So.
So yeah, that's
probably why he's not here.
He's playing it right now.
Jake,
I gotta go.
Yeah. So Shaq Fu, if you're an old fan of the game or like Juan said, beat 'em ups, check it out. It's on sale right now. Comics, DC Metal. Our Dark Knights Metal, the graphic novel issues 1-6 just hit shelves today, so which would have been Wednesday, so it's out for purchase
now. Looks beautiful too.
Yeah.
It looks amazing.
From what I've read, I haven't finished it yet. I do have all the issues. I just need to make the time to finish it. Amazing storyline. It's the artwork is gorgeous. The storyline is so cool. And the Dark Multiverse versions of Batman are just it's awesome.
Is Etrigan in it?
Huh?
Is Etrigan? Do you see Etrigan in it?
Not from Etrigan. Where I've been so far.
He's my favorite.
He's dope. He's
but just the Dark Knight, the evil multiverse Batman. It's really cool. So if you're into that kind of stuff, go pick up the. You don't have to go search out all the single issues. You can go pick up a Sorry, I'm watching Juan react to the game right now.
$50, yo.
But yeah, check it out. You can pick it up at local comic shops, or if you're into Barnes & Noble, and just go on there. It is a graphic novel.
I'm getting it.
GameStop now, too. You talk about Amazon, but GameStop you can buy and order comics and pick them up there now.
Really?
Yep, like runs that are happening now.
Oh, wow, shout out to Joel.
Yeah, what up, Joel?
But, one thing for the Fig Life, which I'm definitely going to try to buy this because he is one of my favorite directors. Mezco is making a one-sixth scale figure with the clothing and everything of Guillermo del Toro.
What?
Fucking Toro.
That's pretty cool.
Yep. Why not?
With an Oscar or what?
I don't know, hopefully. I will definitely be picking that up if you're part of the Fig Life, if you're a cinephile like myself.
I say Guillermo, I think of Jimmy Kimmel.
Guillermo.
Guillermo. if you like everything and he's one of your favorite directors, make sure you check it out. Make sure to pre-order because that's like everything else is going to go. And scalpers will be hiking that price
up. It's going to be like that gas price, dog.
Bro, killing me.
So here we go. We do got to keep this somewhat short because we got to stick to a time limit for our posting. But the biggest news to me personally, there is a rumor going on that, of course, they're doing a Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory reboot. And one of the front runners for Mr. Willy Wonka himself is Donald Glover, Childish Gambino himself, and I love the idea.
No, I'm down. Hell yeah. I could totally see it.
I got plenty to go on. All right, I want you to hit this.
Hit this motherfucker hard, all right, bro.
So, all right, give us your thoughts, first off, on what you think about a Willy Wonka remake. And
don't do this to me.
And what you think about Childish Gambino being Willy Wonka. Hell no.
No, I just got a random ass call. Wait up, give me a second.
This guy. He's about to be like, hey, you could donate blood to the Red Cross. You won! Congratulations.
That was weird as shit. That's why I didn't say anything.
There's a Childish Gambino calling you, talking about, fuck off about me right now. All right, but yeah, give me your thoughts on...
I don't really see anything wrong with Childish Gambino or Donald Glover being Willy Wonka. I think he'd be a great Willy Wonka, especially how goofy and just how bright he is, you know? Because that's how Willy Wonka was. That's how Willy Wonka is supposed to be. Bright and just kind of fucking weird. And that's how Donald Glover is. Other than that, I really like the Willy Wonka movies, though.
Did you like the second one?
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah,
dude.
I didn't see anything wrong.
Oh, my God, dude. No, oh, my God. What are you doing? All right, first of all, wait. Bro, time out. Are you the one that responded to me and said it totally did count?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What totally counts? I fucking knew it.
What do you mean?
Cole, give me that fucking group.
He's already here.
Okay, what do you mean? What?
All right, first of all, okay. I am a huge Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory fan, and I fucking hated the second
Ron's
one.
Michael Scott in this bitch.
Willy Wonka.
And fucking Cole is goddamn Dwight Schrute trying to talk about how he loved the Willy Wonka.
No, dude, it's fucking good, dude.
No, it wasn't.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's a terrible movie.
Get the fuck out of
here. The only thing it had going for it is that it did not include the song Cheer Up Charlie. That's the only thing that it had going for it, because everybody fucking hates that song. If you don't know, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Go YouTube it right now. Cheer up, Charlie. Nobody fucking watches that scene.
The second Willy Wonka movie, is that the one with Johnny Depp?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
And you like that one?
I mean, it wasn't bad.
Oh, all right, you stacked the two together.
Well, the first one and the
first
remake?
One.
I've never seen the first one.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah, yeah. I get this shit all the time. I've never seen the first one.
That's like trying to compare Batman.
Oh, God damn it, Victor.
Wow. For real?
Yeah, I've never seen all the first
right,
one.
How's he supposed to hit this motherfucker?
Anyways.
This home run turned into a base hit. All
right, for me. Okay, so I'm gonna rip a little bit on this. I don't have any problem with it. Like Victor said, Donald Glover being Willy Wonka, I think of bro rape for some reason. I don't know why. I think of his character bro rape.
Gummy flavored dildo.
And I just think of that Donald Glover playing Willy Wonka. But I was telling Rudy, that would be cool. It would be cool to be more of a sinister Willy Wonka, because I watched like a lot of theories online about how Willy Wonka's factory is actually a place that he collects kids. He does this and collects kids, and actually, when they're being you know, fucking whatever, whether it be blueberry or fucking being down a chute or in the fucking pipe when they're sucking the chocolate, yeah, that he actually turns the kids into chocolate. Like, he uses their fucking bodies. So you
want to make this a dark
story. I'm saying it would be cool to
see... not Willy Wonka, though.
No, to see a darker Willy Wonka.
But there's been a lot of fan theories... thinking that that's because
that, I mean, he knows
what happens to these kids,
like, right. He knows what's gonna happen inside. If you watch that movie, he knows what's gonna happen throughout that movie. Like, he already knows that this person's gonna eat a lot of chocolate, this person's a fucking dickhead, let's go to this room with like gold fucking gooses and be a kid that wants everything and know for a fact that she's gonna want this shit,
right?
And we're still not gonna give it to her, and then see what happens,
right?
You know what I mean? Like the fucking TV, Mike TV.
Yep.
Take him to that room. You know he's gonna fucking want to be on TV. He knows all the ways that these kids are gonna react, and how they're gonna, you know, be dealt with. And we want people, you know, people could say, oh well.
Even up to the point to where he knew if Charlie got offered all this money to give that fucking that pervert
Slugworth.
Yeah, Slugworth, to give that pervert a piece of candy, he would take it because he's poor.
Right.
His family needs money. They can't
live.
With
the ultimate tempter. And not only that, did you know that in the scene where they're on that boat where they're getting sprayed with everything, there's only a certain amount of seats on that boat. He would have to know that certain amount of kids would have been gone prior to that boat being available for them to get on before they got on that boat. Otherwise, that would not work. They would be standing up. There would not be a spot for everybody on the boat. So... that just shows you that he knows that this is going to happen. So it's like, it's one of those things where it's like Willy Wonka is sinister without being sinister. So it would be kind of cool to me for it to be like a darker movie. And it'd be a different avenue that they haven't done yet. They've done the original Willy Wonka where he kind of was just like, you know, I'm a dickhead until you actually get to know me. I'm a cool guy. And then there was fucking Johnny Depp where it was like, I'm a weird fucking guy.
Pervert.
The whole movie, I'm fucking weird. I got all these Mexicans in my factory. And just fucking weird.
Free labor.
Right, free labor.
For cocoa, bro.
Right.
For cocoa.
Right. Crazy for cocoa
so
and shit.
I'm alone.
So, I mean, this is like, for me, I think it's really cool. I just hope that they do a different, I want a different spin on it, you know?
If they're going to do Donald Glover as Willy Wonka, they should do Tim Burton as the director then. I feel like those two would just, like, kick it off well.
Well, let me ask you. Wasn't Tim Burton, didn't Tim Burton direct Johnny Depp's movie?
But I know, but, like...
And I fucking hated it. And I don't want that again. Who else? This guy.
Yeah, why are you holding my pocket, bro?
He's like, this is prison,
he's
baby.
He's doing prison bitch stuff without anybody telling him to.
Put my Kool-Aid in his pocket.
Wasn't that... Okay, give me another director that you would like to see without Tim Burton. Because Tim Burton is just, like... I feel like he gets these roles where you think they're going to be weird because you know it's Tim Burton and it makes sense. And then he gets them and he just fucking just like, ah, I'm fucking crazy. And it just, it's too crazy.
Like, you know, it's weird, but like Christopher Nolan got kind of be cool because he's such a, every movie that he's done, it's always been about the humanistic side of that person. So maybe like seeing more of Willy Wonka and like in the factory, okay, like working, and maybe it's more like a horror film too. Like, I would like to see, like, you know, because you don't know what really happens to the kids and the
right.
parents after, like, what if the Oompa Loompas eat them? You know? Like, some, like, crazy shit like that. Like a different spin to it. Like, it could be more adult.
If right. we're going, like, how Juan wants to see something, like, fucking weird and shit.
Crazy. Yeah.
It would never happen. It would never happen.
No.
But if that's, no, I'm saying, like, this.
But even that might
pairing, yeah, I don't, honestly, I don't know. I mean, Hollywood's been taking some weird avenues. Mostly
idea.
People turning themselves in for sexual abuse.
All of them.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman, bro.
Is not guilty.
Anyways. Fuck it.
I did not slip number 3.
My boy QT.
QT. Oh, Quentin. You want Quentin Tarantino?
Oh, God.
Yo,
Samuel Jackson's going to make an appearance.
We're going for a fucking weird ass.
It's got to be a musical, though. I don't want it to be
that.
A musical, but it's
gotta be
saying,
gotta,
I'm
a
telling,
songs.
Yeah.
You're telling me QT can direct a fucking weird ass trippy musical with Donald Glover?
LSD fucking musical?
Yeah.
What time would this have to be set in?
Oh, I definitely want
older.
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 But it has to be a reboot though. Because he's black. I'm not trying to bring race into this shit. But, like, you can't have Johnny Depp in the name.
Right, right, right. No, it isn't.
It's
got to
be
a reboot.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I mean, like, nah, this dude didn't get dark.
So they probably have to establish. Maybe it's like Willy
Wonka
before
Johnny Depp was white as fuck
Wonka.
In that movie. Like,
oh, God.
Pale as shit, dude.
You want to talk about pace.
Right,
though. That's what I'm saying. Goddamn. So, yeah, no. I don't know. I don't know who I'd want as a director.
I'm saying it's got to be a musical. Who did the,
How about we get in off the woods. Speculation?
Yeah, but who did that movie in the woods? The,
Into the Woods?
Into the Woods.
Into the Woods.
The Disney movie. Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
That's a good play.
That's a good movie.
Into the Woods, bro.
Into the Woods.
We're all like Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, like the, all of the,
yeah, the red
characters
red
come together because there's a giant who gets pissed off.
I've never seen it.
Dude, that's a good so movie. Good, it's so dude. Good. The dude that from Star good. Trek is in it.
Yep.
Chris Pine.
Yeah, yep. He's in there. He's like a prince. And he's showing up the other.
He's Prince Charming. Yeah.
He's showing up the other prince. Oh my god, that's so funny. It's fucked up, that movie.
It is.
I ain't gonna lie, she's a whore.
Oh, like,
she pisses me off. Dude, she pisses me off.
Oh, yeah, she deserved to die.
All right, let's pull this shit back in, all right? Juan's been trolling all fucking night. I don't know what the hell Juan's on. Juan's been trailing.
This beer, yo.
Shout out to one beer.
Trying to get sponsored.
So
fuck Kickstarter.
Yeah, movie. No, I.
I've been trying for 2 years.
I don't know director wise, but yeah, tonal wise, I think this is right up Donald Glover's avenue. If you like Juan said, if you watch anything Derek comedy, you could see that. If you watch, even go and rewatch This Is America. The way his body language. The way, his facial expressions, everything about Donald Glover, he would murder this role. Like, he would kill it. And
that, when his head pokes out the door,
yeah,
that's fucking Willy Wonka.
Yeah, that's what, and then the way he walks out with his leg dragging, like, that's why I said, like, if you can go back and watch that, go back and watch Saturday Night Live, the Raspy Berry, shout out to Sana, that's her favorite skit right now. It's just about him fucking around, and it's called The Night I Followed You, and he plays this, like, singer who follows his girlfriend, and he confronts her and shit, and it's like the most random shit, but just like the way he acts and everything. I don't know. It just seems like this is a role that everything he built himself to become was leading to this. Like, he could... As far as Gene Wilder goes, because I didn't make it through Johnny Depp, I couldn't. Wow. I love Johnny
Wilder,
Depp.
Gene Wilder's a shit.
But as far as what Gene Wilder left us with, as far as memories, he would kill it. He would be perfect.
This is not Gambino's Batman or Superman. I think there's going to be another movie after this that's going to shoot him up. Who even fucking knows if he's going to be...
I'm not saying this is gonna be his like fucking rosebud or anything, but it will be something that is perfect for him.
It puts it's another Lando, it's another thing to put into his repertoire. That
I just
done.
See that hat.
Even go back
for real. You don't see that hat just in there.
Some of his hair
sticking
like a pimp. Like
you know how like certain people put like the L in their hair there. Boom.
Yeah, I see that shit right now.
Yeah, no, even go back and you guys haven't watched it yet, but watch Han and watch how he plays Lando, and you'll be like, yep, that's him. There's a scene where something's going on in the Falcon, and somebody used one of his capes to defuse a situation. He's like, no, that's my cape! He's like, that's like special order or something, but like the way he's freaking out.
It's like when the kid's like eating the chocolate.
Yeah,
like,
and especially during a scene where he should not be freaking out about a cape. It's like so much shit is going on.
No human hands can touch my chocolate.
It's, I don't know, it just, if you go back and just look at his career, look at what he's done and the way he sells his comedy.
He would be a perfect.
He would
Willy
be perfect.
Wonka.
Yeah.
Because you have to be like Gene Wilder. You were funny, but it was so dry and just like it was sarcastic.
His was more psycho though too. Like he was more like
you know,
a weird stare off.
It's you got to have that blend like in. Johnny Depp just didn't
I don't think
have
Johnny
that.
Depp you don't have to look at him for a blend though.
Yeah. He just didn't have
No, that's a good shot. That's a good one.
I think they only picked Johnny Depp because that's just
because it was Tim Burton.
Yeah, and it was Tim Burton. He was like, I'll suck you
that's
up.
That's the reason why Johnny Depp got that role. If Tim Burton did not direct that, Johnny Depp would not have that role. I'm sorry to say because I love Johnny Depp. But no, he would not have that.
That dude follows that dude around like a puppy.
Yeah, he's
in money trouble.
He definitely holds his pocket. All right,
he's in money trouble. He needs money right now. Divorce and shit.
Wait, which one?
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, because Amber Heard's getting fucked down by fucking Aquaman.
I mean, when you wear 40 different jewelry pieces.
It's lingerie line.
But so yeah, I mean, we all stand on the point of Donald Glover would be perfect.
Glover for Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah, I'm still DG Lover for Spider-Man. For
Donald
sure.
Glover for anything.
No, for yeah, he should play Donald, Jesus in the next
Donald,
Jesus.
Donald Glover.
Passion of the Christ.
Right, remake.
Donald Glover for
the Black Edition.
2020, Donald Glover for President. Right.
Roots.
But
Roots.
this is the second front runner for the role. Which I love him as an actor. He's impressive. But he's not Willy Wonka.
Who is it?
Ryan Gosling.
What? Why?
He's not Willy Wonka.
I say him the driver. That's all I can say.
He has that dry, like how you said, that dry sense of humor.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just...
I'm thinking about The Notebook right now.
No, that's far
2049?
If anything, you need to take the seriousness he pulled from Driver and maybe mix it with the kid from Remember the Titans. Where he's like dancing. No.
He was the gay quarterback.
Oh.
No, that's Sunshine. He was the kicker.
He's
like, you better turn that shit off. Right. He's like, man. Yeah, he's like, sitting right there. But like I could take those two. The serious, the passion from Driver and that kid. But still at that point, if it was up to me and those two, there's no contest.
Yeah, there's no
thing.
Contest, dude.
And the only thing that I could see playing a key factor in that is race.
Wow.
No, really. That, like, as,
nah, for
as
real, though.
A lot of people probably couldn't see, like, Willy Wonka as a black man.
Fuck it, dude. Breaking down stereotypes.
Exactly.
And Miles Morales or Spider-Man, that's what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, that would be a drawback. Ryan Gosling as Willy Wonka.
I can't
me.
See it, yeah.
That's the only two guys that they've mentioned
front,
so far?
Front runners, I know. At least what I've seen.
Okay.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling's more. Weak. That's
yeah,
a weak role.
That is a weak role.
That's not for him.
All right, wait,
brother
wait.
Brother in the big head.
Who,
that's all I got to say.
You guys get one actor who you would like to see be Willy Wonka.
I can't even think of one.
What about Charlie, though?
Fuck Charlie.
But you have to have a good Willy, you have to have a good Charlie. All right,
then I want a kid from Stranger Things.
Well, one.
The black kid?
No, Finn Wolfhard.
Change the roles then, too. Charlie's black, whatever, he's from
right.
the ghetto.
Why?
Make him more realistic.
What, two what black people in
there? Hell yeah. This ain't Willy Wonka on the 40 Factor, right? He's still a chocolatier. This could be a white kid that he's hanging out with. It doesn't have to be a bunch of black kids walking around.
There was
around,
no
right?
black kids on the original cast. They need to have something different.
Oh, my God. No, we don't
need... Hey, wait.
This ain't Tyler Perry directs, all right? Man, we don't need
there's
a full
the director
black
there.
Cast.
Tyler Perry.
Was there a black kid in the Johnny Depp movie?
No.
Man, Hollywood
there
fucked
wasn't.
Up,
no.
dude.
That's why the that. Lead man will now be colored. But yeah, give me Donald Glover as Willy Wonka and
Racist
Finn Wolfhard as Charlie. Yo.
Who's
that's
Charlie?
A movie
I
can back.
I can't see him as Charlie, though. He's
Finn Wolfhard?
He's got to be a poor boy. And like
he
all
could
sad,
be a poor boy.
Sad poor boy.
He could be a poor boy. Nobody loves him.
Sad boy, poor boy. I think the grandpa's a key role and Charlie's a key role.
Oh, that lazy bitch.
You know he can walk and everything. Didn't get a
he's
job
like,
as.
Right. Or he's trying
right,
to get
yeah,
unemployment.
We're going to the chocolate factory.
All of a sudden, I broke that dude's leg right there.
And the second one, he was like tap dancing.
Right. Straight up floating and shit.
I was like, damn, boy. That fancy footwork right there.
Bullshit ass. I've been laying in this bed for about 15 years.
Right. Damn. Or Will the Wise. I'm not going to lie. Will the Wise probably would have been a better pick.
Will the Wise?
From
Stranger
React? Things.
Oh, Stranger I was like, Will.
This dude, he said, he
no,
was on This
Will.
Is America.
Oh, you know what, though? Will Book?
Huh?
Will Book?
Will Book.
From
Stranger Things.
Is that his name?
I can't remember his last name.
I don't know his last
that
name.
That guy? You talking about him?
Yeah, Upside Down Will.
Yeah, I think he'd be great. Yeah, be straight. As Charlie.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, you guys still haven't answered my freaking question.
Who would be the other person?
No.
A good Charlie?
A good fucking Wonka. Like, a good Wonka besides these two front runners. Just give me a Wonka.
Fuck. Leonardo DiCaprio.
He can be a good Wonka.
Yo, William. Yeah.
Leo.
I can't
see
Leo as Willy
Wonka. Leo would fucking murder
me. I couldn't see Leo as Willy Wonka.
I don't know about either. I don't know. That's kind of weird.
Shia LaBeouf, too.
Shia LaBeouf could be a fucking weirdo.
Am I the only Shia LaBeouf fan?
I like Shia LaBeouf.
I love Shia LaBeouf. Dude, he was one of my favorite characters in Fury.
Just do it!
Dude, that dialogue that he had in the tank, that like was legit, so my eyes were like watering. I was like, holy shit, dude. Yeah,
Brad Pitt for
we're brothers. Brothers in Christ.
For Willy Wonka.
Will Ferrell is Willy Wonka.
Good God, dude. No, dude. Yes.
As
yes.
Willy Wonka.
Yes.
No.
Hey, nope.
He looked like Willy Wonka.
He looked like Willy Wonka.
Hands in the air. It's my turn. James Franco.
As Willy Wonka?
No, that's weird. That gets sexual. It's a sexual one. He's like, what? You want to come over and lay in this candy?
What about Ashton Kutcher as Willy Wonka?
He's done, but he could be a Willy Wonka.
See, you guys are just going off past roles now, all right? Fuck y'all.
You want fresh?
I'm going off the way they look.
Right.
I'm going off the way they look.
Okay, and fucking Green Goblin.
What time do we start recording?
Does that have enough money for bacon?
10 o'clock.
Time out.
We got time.
Do we have time?
We never even talked about the Spider-Man.
Hey, look, y'all. We got 10 minutes.
We got to cut it.
We got 10 minutes.
No, we started at...
No, look, man.
We started at 10 o'clock.
Dude, bro, I got the physical evidence right here. 150, we got 10 minutes.
Seriously, where the fuck did this thing go?
Wait. So, we're going with Will Ferrell. What would you...
God damn, no.
What did you say? Will Ferrell? What was your choice?
James Franco, Will Ferrell.
You guys already listed off Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf was a good one.
Yeah,
we should go out the. Whole
I think
thing
I would go with Shia LaBeouf.
Oh God, fat Jonah Hill. Or?
Yeah, fat Jonah Hill.
Hell yeah.
Like I'm talking about, like obese Jonah Hill.
Just like just fucking like fat he's just Jonah eating Hill. His own. He's like, oh. That's why he's pissed off.
He's
like, get the fuck out of here, kids.
if I'm picking first choice out of those options. It would be Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf, dude.
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf would kill it. Because he could pull that real crazy fucking...
Clint Eastwood.
Oh, my God.
Willy Wonka. Old as fuck. Mad.
Spider-Man. Into the Spider-Man.
Directed. M. Night Shyamalan to direct it.
Oh, shit.
What a twist. Tom Cruise is actually white again?
What a twist.
Bruce Willis makes an appearance.
Right. All right, go on. Spider-Verse?
That could be the twist. All the candy that's there is actually children, and the children are eating the candy.
Hey, that's not bad.
There you go.
Like a human centipede thing.
I mean, that could be anybody's twist, though. That's not a Shyamalan.
No, that's a twist right there.
Shyamalan's like, it's not actually chocolate. It's water.
All right. I pulled back my listing. Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito.
As Willy fucking
no.
Too short.
No. Yeah, too short.
Too short.
Hey,
short. He's an Oompa Loompa.
I know.
he'll be the Oompa Loompa.
No.
The Oompa Loompas are giants, all right?
What about...
Are you trying to go
what about
like
Dustin
Thor?
Hoffman?
Fuck off, Juan.
What did you say? Did you say Dustin Hoffman?
Dustin Hoffman!
Get the man, fuck out of here.
Hey, what about our fucking...
This is not good content. Sorry, bro.
Hey, what's the score?
93-94.
Hell yeah.
Nope.
LeBron going for that free throw. He about to miss it.
He gonna grab two. Oh, no.
He drank 66%,
bitch.
Yeah. All right, so last topic of the day, because we know we kept you long enough. If you're listening at work, I hope you're having a good day.
Nah, right. Fuck you. Why are you working, bitch?
Right. Why don't you do what
Victor quit his job. Where you at?
Y'all don't want viewers at all.
That
sucks.
No, we really love you guys.
You're off the fucking project.
We don't do viewers anymore.
That was King Groot talking right there. That wasn't cool.
So, last topic of the day. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Marvel's footstep into the animated world.
Into the colored world.
I know.
Into the hip-hop after fucking
watch,
Black Panther world.
Watch what happens after this.
Wearing Nike shoes.
Right.
Watch what happens after this.
Oh, yeah.
I bet Miles will make his
appearance
in the MCU.
Definitely.
That would be tight.
Yeah.
That would be tight. That's the whole reason behind this movie.
That's what I think is going to happen in Homecoming too.
Yeah.
Because I think they're going to try to go lean towards more of the death ultimate? Of Spider-Man and the Ultimate Spider-Man, where both of them coexist. And that would be really sweet to have Miles, and they already referenced that he's in the universe with Donald Glover's character. So I think they're just springboarding and just going to see how this goes. I think it's going to I think it's going to kill.
I just hope they're done with the fucking reboot. No more reboots, No more.
Well, if Sony does get the rights back to him, they're going to introduce him back at some point.
It's going
to
be Andrew Garfield, though.
Dumb.
Yeah. He still has like four movies.
He's got one movie. He's got one movie.
Whoa, one movie?
I thought they fired his ass.
No,
he still exists in Sony's.
I could have sworn Sony dropped that contract after he had not shown up for a. He didn't show up for a. An event or something. He had something else to do. Yeah, this was like when he was. That's why they had stopped that franchise. He didn't show up for like an event, so they instantly dropped his contract. Like they, he had two more movies or something like that to do. And they dropped his contract out after that event. That was like 2 years ago, I think. Two or 3 years ago, yeah. So I don't know. I haven't heard anything personally as far as like new movies for him. But he had a contract to go, I think it was like four movies. And he missed that event. And Sony instantly just cut his contract, like cut it there. And then there was like tweets and stuff. I don't know if you can go look it up and stuff, but... But that was a thing back in the day. I don't know if they resolved it, and since Sony's kind of, you know, given up the rights, right? Mm-hmm. Did they sell them? Yeah, so it might be different now. But I don't see why they would even bring him back at this point when they have Tom Holland, you know what I mean?
Well, it's because after three movies in the MCU, three Spider-Man movies, he reverts back to Sony.
So that's why they do Miles Morales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And then they have, because I don't think, I don't know if the other Spider-Men are a part of that deal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if it's just Peter Parker and then the villains of that.
Yeah. Yeah, no. So, like we were talking about, the trailer dropped.
Go check it out.
Had a lot of different shit going
on. Second trailer.
Oh, yeah, second trailer.
Second trailer. There's already been one out.
It's on the page. Go check it out.
We get more interaction with Miles Morales and his family.
We see him
Miles
with his mask
and Peter.
Off.
Huh?
His mask is off.
Yeah, we also see him in the full suit.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's different because it's, like, painted. It's a t-shirt. And black sweatpants. It's not a spider suit.
No, but in the beginning of the trailer, we see him in the full suit.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yep, when he's running.
We also get a quick glimpse of the Ultimate Prowler. We get Ultimate Green Goblin.
Spider-Gwen.
Kingpin.
Kingpin's in it.
If we were to go back and watch those, I bet we could pick out all those. I bet those are other villains too.
Oh, standing in that room.
Yeah, they gotta be like, you know, throwing all their cards out with this one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to. Because it's an animated movie, it doesn't matter.
Might as well, you're not gonna add. Well, you might make a sequel to the animated movie.
Trying to springboard this into bring him in the MCU.
Hopefully, yeah. If that's what they're doing, then that'd be great.
I think they're just trying to get crowd reaction.
Yeah, just to see
how they play off of a Black Spider-Man.
That's
which I'm down for, man. Yeah, change it
bring
up.
Bring it up.
But I love the cast of this movie too. We're all listening to Spider-Man himself and. We're like, who is that? And, of course, it's Jake Johnson from New Girl, Nick Miller. Which is, God, that's perfect. Cool.
It's especially, so funny, though, dude.
Especially
yeah.
him being a more, like, laid-back,
super
lazy,
dry. That's
Peter
a super
Parker.
Dry Peter Parker. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, he wants him to pay for the shit. And, like, it's pretty funny.
I saw that, too.
That
what
weird.
The fuck was that? They're doing it again!
Where's the hole?
There it is.
Oh, that's not as cool
they
the second
fucked
time
it up.
Around yet. No, you're right. He is dry. I think that was a good casting on that.
And then the girl who's playing Gwen Stacy is also the girl in the new Transformers movie.
Oh, is it?
Haley.
The main character from the new Transformers?
Yeah.
From Bumblebee?
The voice who voices Gwen Stacy. They just announced that yesterday when they put the trailer out. Like, that was the big, you know, the reveal with her.
Oh, okay. And then I'm not sure what his actual name is, but he did play Shaolin Fantastic in The Get Down, that Netflix series. Which I was a big fan of. It sucks that they canceled it, but oh well. But yeah, the guy who played Shaolin Fantastic on there, he is playing Miles Morales, which I think is sweet. If they do end up switching over to a live action, I would love to see him play him, even though he would be older than Pete, which sucks, so I don't think that would happen.
No, probably not.
But I think he would be perfect as a live action Miles Morales Spider-Man.
If they were to do that, they would need a fresh, new actor as Miles Morales.
Yeah.
It'd have to be somebody brand new. I don't think it could be anybody established.
But that movie...
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. I'm down for that.
Yeah, Cole loves Jaden
Smith. I fuck, dude, I was like 3 feet away from him at this concert I was at.
His boner was hanging out.
I could like touch him. They were, dude. It was. My balls were hanging low.
Did he look like Will Smith at all?
No, because his hair is blonde.
Oh, okay.
It looks a little different.
He's weird.
But did he wear a dress at one point?
Yeah, skirt. He was about the skirt. Yeah. But on a serious note, if we're done talking about Spider-Man...
I was just going to say, so that comes out...
Christmas.
Christmas as well, so I'm going to be spending a lot of my day in the theaters during Christmas, because I'm going to be seeing Bumblebee and Spider-Man.
I can't wait for Venom.
Also, Aquaman comes out in December. Venom comes out in December, too, I believe. There's a couple other movies. It's like a huge month for superheroes movies in December.
We ran this a little long, as we have been doing. We gotta get better at that.
Nah, fuck that.
We'll end up doing the Unlimited anyways.
All right.
But before we sign off though, I'm gonna real quick.
Go for it.
We send some prayers out to Guatemala. My dad's a missionary out there, and they just had that volcano erupt, and it's like one of the biggest, you know, natural disasters ever in their history. It's like an event that only happens every 300 years, and like homes were destroyed. Like families who were had to choose who they're gonna bring with them because they were running, and then, you know, tell the older son to run, and he falls and gets swept up by lava. Like it was that type of shit. Like people were literally running away from lava, and it's really bad. So I want to send some prayers out there, you know, and it's not being talked about. It needs to be. It's a, you know, it's going to take a very, you know, you talk about the hurricanes this summer. Mm-hmm. This is tenfold to that. It's very bad. So, you know, pray.
Yeah, so if y'all talk to the big guy upstairs, throw that in.
Yeah, they need them. You know, families are missing. Kids, you know, 10-year-olds and younger are missing from families right now. Damn. And they can't even go to shelters to find their kids because the roads are all covered up, and the bridges are all torn away and melted. So, it's very bad.
Damn, I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, I didn't know where it was from. Actually, I seen a video. Bobby Joe had actually showed me a video, of it wasn't like the eruption. It was like the after, the big fucking cloud or whatever it was.
And
like,
there were so many things that could kill people at that point. It was the lava and then the ash and the monoxide. But the city that my dad worked at and did all of his mission work at, somehow, like, when the lava was coming down the hill, like, it just went around. Yeah, but the mud came in, and the mud's up to their windows, but, like, you know, to me, I'm a Christian, and I go to church. I believe that God was protecting the town that they were working in. There is still damage, but it didn't get totally taken out like other cities were, so, you know, there is a higher power out there, you know, looking out for people, but. It is very unfortunate what's going on.
Yeah, definitely. Holy crap.
Didn't mean to end it on a, you know,
bad note. These are things that need to be talked about. Yeah.
So shout out to my dad, too. He's about to take a lot of time and go down there and do the hard shit and, you know, dig out some of the lava and the mud. And, you know, he's definitely going to see dead people.
Mm-hmm.
It's undeniable, so.
Yeah.
So pray for him too when he goes out for that. So.
Yeah. So if you guys exchange words with the big guy, make sure to throw that in there. I know all of us and Cole would appreciate it.
Yes. Yep.
But So other than that, just wanna say thanks to Victor. He's been pretty quiet today, but he was really nervous. This was a big step for him. So, thanks for being on, man.
I'm more of the hype guy.
Yeah, you get input, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, other than that,
yeah, next week.
Huh?
Yeah, next week. What happened?
Oh, my God. Sorry, Juan's watching basketball, and he's throwing me off, too, because he's saying, yeah, next week. Like, I got to say something about next week. 43
points for Kevin Durant.
All right. So well, anyways, we're about to sign off. So I hope y'all, those of you that stayed through and listened, thanks for hanging out with all of us. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. And we will talk to you next week.
Yeah, Golden State going up 3-0. You know what I'm saying?
See you guys.
Later. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Victor, you got nothing?
All right, then, y'all.